All right, man. Tell me what's good.
No, you tell me what's good. Pillow Fighting Championship. What in the world?
Oh, man. Look, I say, why not? Look, we know I do MMA, right?
Right, of course.
All right, we know I do bare knuckle, right?
Of course.
Okay, so I get paid to hit people with pillows. How safe does that sound compared to MMA and bare knuckle?
Oh my gosh, this is like, I saw the first event, I was like, this is the most insane thing. And then I heard Marcus freaking Brimage is fighting in Pillow Fighting Championship. I'm like, somebody might die.
Yeah! Dude, like, the pillows are surprisingly heavy. Like,
they're thick.
I just did. This is pretty funny. But do you know Kendall, the chick from Pillow Fighting Championship?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yo, she's like Wonder Woman for sure. She's like, she said, if she ain't 6 feet, she's 5 feet 11 and a half. No lie, And you know, she's a stout chick too, you know, like,
right.
I just did an interview where she said she's 170. I'm like, yo, this chick got me by like 30 pounds, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, she gives me this pillow, and then, I didn't want to make the face like, this shit is heavy, but I have no poker face, so I was like, yo, this shit is heavy. And then she was like, oh yeah, I'm like turning around, and she was moving the pillow so easily. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But the pillow's heavy as hell. I'm training with it right now. It's crazy.
So tell me about it. Is it like a weigh-in or anything like that?
No. That's what makes the quote unquote fuckery fun, because you get, there's so many variables that
right.
are just unaccounted for. I mean, right now it's just not it's not a weight class, so you know, I could go get somebody that's like real bigger than me.
Francis Ngannou.
Dude, but guess what though? It's pillows, but it's still a pillow by, you know,
and it's Francis, still, you know, and it's still Francis Ngannou.
Yes, but it's cool how I'm able to interact with a person that's way above my stature, you know?
Right.
Like, for instance, like, that's why I jumped in there with the juggernaut, because I wanted to see what would happen. But, yo, you got to be able to be, I'm a damn near 15-year vet. So that's why I can play with Lorenzo like that.
Right.
But if you don't have 15 years up under your belt, you can't play with a person like that, you know? So this, it allows, and look at Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. Like, how the fuck did that happen, you know?
Right.
So now you get a chance to where people from different worlds can interact, because everybody has done at least 10 pillow fights in their life. At least. And, you know, so now you could, now it's a good thing for like cross promotion, because, you know, you can have a rapper versus a football player, a basketball player versus, like, it don't matter. That's it. Or, hey, I like to call it the fuckery. The fuckery.
It's amazing.
And there we go. The fuckery is amazing. And then, because it's entertainment, you know? And truth be told, you still can lay. I've seen two people get laid out, like they got stunned with pillows. So it can get there.
So I gotta ask you this. I got a hypothetical matchup for you. You've seen Game of Thrones, right?
Of course.
Okay. I mean, I knew that was the answer. Yeah. Him, Thor,
Chris Hemsworth?
The Mountain.
Oh, so you're saying Thor versus the Mountain?
No. The Mountain, Thor's his actual name, is the Mountain's actual name.
Get the fuck out of here. His actual name is Thor. How appropriate.
I know, right? That's like his parents knew. So are you taking taking the Mountain? Or are you gonna take Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans?
Oh. See? And that's what makes it so fun, because now that concept comes to mind. And now you would pay to see that. You'd be like, I would pay $12.99 to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, absolutely. You know? I'm going with Derrick Henry, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm gonna go with the mountain.
Oh, and that's fair.
I think two headshots. It'll be slow, but if it lands like the boosh.
Okay. So you're a not a nerdy type, but you like the nerd culture.
Yeah.
How tight would it be if you're pulling double pillows like Kratos from God of War?
All right. Now this is cool because
hire me. Come on.
I got something that'll top that idea. Uh-oh. I got something about that. Fucking tag team pillow fighting.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Throw parkour in there too.
Yes. Have you seen the freestyle?
Yes.
Dude, that is like I yes. was like, nah, get out of here. And I was like, man, that shit look tight. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes. Here's another hypothetical matchup. This one's involving you. We taking Marcus Brimage versus Conor McGregor, of course.
Of course.
You gonna break his leg?
Dude, you know, if I jumped in there with the juggernaut, why wouldn't I jump in there with him again?
You fought him with fists.
Yes. Like, come on.
What's a pillow gonna do?
Him and the juggernaut. Like, come on. Like the juggernaut is the standard. Like if I fought the juggernaut, it's like, why? You know, and that's, it's funny because a lot of people ask me these type of hypothetical questions. Would you do this? Would you do this? It's like, do you know I fought Conor McGregor? Yeah. Do you see me fight the juggernaut? Yes. So why do you ask me the questions? If you know 1 + 1 = 2, why do we ask the question? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So is there anybody in pillow fight you would not fight?
Oh, in pillow fight? No, everyone can get the smoke in pillow fight.
I'm not gonna lie. You got those 15 years. I don't got any years. I'm not gonna fight Deontay Wilder in a pillow fight.
Oh, I would totally fight Deontay Wilder in a pillow fight. That's a him versus a mountain scenario.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a him versus a mountain. It's like whoever lands the one. You know,
can you imagine Deontay Wilder smoking someone with a pillow?
See, that's what you see, and that's why the PLC is so cool. That's why the PLC is so cool.
That's amazing.
Hello?
Sorry yeah, you about good. That. You good? You good? All right. So, two more questions before I let you go. One, are we going to get the scouter on the walkout?
Oh, are we gonna get the scouter on the walk?
I always like the scouter, man. Come on.
You always like the scouter. I'll see how I bring the scouter back. If I get enough people, my followers on Instagram, if they keep DM me saying to wear the scouter, then I'll wear the scouter.
I'm gonna arrange that.
There you go.
I'm gonna arrange that. Last question before I let you go, man. Why should everyone tune in to watch Pillow Fight Championship 3?
Why should everyone? And the question is, why not, man? You gotta, first of all, the fuckery. You know, uh-huh. We already know the fuckery is hot. So right. Now we have different athletes. There's another former USC fighter in there. His name is Marcus. He's called the Joker.
Yeah.
He's in there as well. Yeah, he's in there. He was actually teaching some classes on how to properly do your pillow fight. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. You don't know what you'll see. And that's what makes it fun. You don't know what you'll see. And expect the combination of boxing, wrestling, pranks. It's just, wow, we're having fun. But we're being competitive at the same time.
Marcus, I appreciate you speaking with me on such short notice, man. Where can everybody find you?
Okay. Another thing I have to give this shout out to, because even though I'm doing the Pillow Fighting Championship, which is called the PFC. Let's not forget, right now I'm signed to the BKFC. So right now I won't be able to fight on the Knuckle Mania card, but in March I'm slated to fight the Chevy Wildman Bridges. So
where's that March card at?
I don't know yet.
Biloxi, I'll be there and I'm gonna come holler at you, bro.
Biloxi is actually the 29th. It's the same day that we're doing the pillow fight here.
Oh man, I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so I'm like 2 hours from Biloxi. I've been to quite a few BKFCs out there, but yeah, man, I'm excited. I like watching BKFC too. I like watching you fight in general.
Man, that's why I do it. I'm much appreciative, but you'd be very excited, BKFC, because I'm gonna go ahead and lay the smackdown on Cody Wildman Bridges. He's been talking a lot of trash online, but go ahead and bless him with this ass whipping he's been looking for.
Oh, I love it! I love it. Yes. Where can everybody find you on social media, brother?
You can follow me at the Yoga Ninja 954.
The best name ever, Marcus Brimage, everyone. Thank you very much, my man. And tune in to Pillow Fighting Championship in 3 days. Later.
Yes, sir. This is.
Thanks again to everyone who listened to this episode. Please drop a sub and a review on your podcast app. It is great for the channel. You can also follow us on social media. Blaine Henry TFL and Fight Library _ on Twitter. Instagram, you can follow us at Fight Library News for everything except for boxing, which is TFL Boxing. YouTube, The Fight Library. Facebook, The Fight Library. And The Fight Library Boxing. Twitch, Fight Library. Also, check out the website, fight-library.com, where we post more than just what you hear here. We have interviews from everywhere around the world in many different languages, so you can get the best martial arts in the world. Also, don't forget to check out Swamp Stank, the best band in the world. Their new EP is out. They graduated from a single to EP. Their new EP, Swamp Stank, self-titled, is out on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to music. Anyways, thank you all for listening. I'm out. Later.